Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, there's a breaking news that happened in the commercial break. So what you're looking at photographs right now of Michael Waltz. He is the president's national security advisor, except for we just got news that he is going to be leaving the administration along with his deputy, Alex Wong. Of course, if you might remember the story of Signalgate. I don't know if that's a particular reason, but there was some consternation among some people.
There was some consternation among some people, says Fox News, as they report Mike Walls out as a national security advisor. That consternation among some people was basically everybody in the Pentagon in a frenzy after they learned that the highest people in the chain of command, the leaders, Pete Hegseth and Mike Walls, were passing along intelligence in the most insecure form ever, with Pete Hegseth's brother and wife in the group chat for some reason. Now, I think Pete Hegseth should be held accountable as well, but Mike Walls being outed is a first step, is a good step in the right direction. But I want to tie this to Trump being essentially laughed at a town hall last night, as he says he has made zero mistakes throughout his first 100 days. And then the next day, Trump here is implicitly admitting that he made a mistake appointing Mike Walls. He's admitted multiple times in implicit ways that he's made mistakes with certain appointments, that Putin has gotten the better of him. And I just want to break down some of the mistakes Trump has made over his first 100 days. Firstly, a lot of critics think his brain is cooked. Quote, what the hell is this? Our president's brain is mashed potatoes. Throughout this entire one-hour town hall, not only did Trump stutter over himself, he confused Harvard with Harlem. I'm sure you've seen that clip. He made no sense whatsoever, but then he dug himself a hole where he just would not admit that he's made a single mistake. Let's start with his first week when he started a trade war with Canada and with Mexico, then immediately blinked with zero actual concessions. Immediately off the back of that, we got Signalgate Part 1. We also had Signalgate Part 2. We had a plane crash over the Potomac River where he came out the next day and said essentially that it was DEI. He had like a meltdown in front of the entire nation. This was, I believe, his first 10 days in office. And now his national security advisor, Mike Walls, is leaving his post very likely off the back of Signalgate. National security advisor Mike Walls and his deputy, Alex Wong, will be leaving their posts in the Trump White House, according to multiple sources familiar with their departure. First 100 days, we're already getting massive turnover because he's putting our military personnel at risk. They are expected to leave Thursday, sources say. The White House did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Journalist Mark Halperin first reported the departures. In March, Walz came under scrutiny after he put together a signal chat and mistakenly included The Atlantic's Jeffrey Goldberg, disclosing discussions with top national security officials about the plans for a military strike on Houthi targets in Yemen. Goldberg published his account, and he initially omitted operational details, but after Pete Hegseth, John Ratcliffe, Tulsi Gabbard, and many other people denied there was any classified intel, Goldberg was essentially forced to publish that information, which included the timing of the strikes. The reason I'm reading this to you all before I play this clip is because it comes in stark contrast with what Trump was saying about 12 hours ago. 12 hours ago during his town hall, Trump said he's made zero mistakes, and the room kind of chuckles at him. Take a listen.
I got a studio audience question from Lee Shapiro. Lee's a tough guy. Lee says, what's the biggest mistake you think you've made in the first 100 days?
I'll tell you, that's the toughest question I can have because I don't really believe I've made
mistakes.
We're in a transition period. We're in a transition period.
I think Lee is reassured.
I think you're going to see tremendous economic victories over the next period of a year, like far greater than ever imagined. Right now, as I said, we're losing billions and billions of dollars on trade. We're going to make billions and billions of dollars, but it takes a little while. That doesn't happen overnight, but it will happen much faster than people understand.
All right, Cuomo's got one more.
This dude, his whole tariff philosophy is so contradictory. I say this all the time, but he just admitted that it takes a while for manufacturing to reshore, but then he put tariffs on within the first 30 days, understanding that it takes 2 years to reshore and to build these plants and to hire workers. Also, if you want companies to move here, you need a stable, predictable environment. How are any companies going to get outside capital investment to build these plants if we perhaps are living in the most unpredictable economic time since, what, the Great Depression 100 years ago? Or maybe since the 2008 crash? I don't know. You could argue either. Either way, when Trump says that we're on the verge of something amazing happening, he's delusional. He has no clue what he's talking about. He also says that we're about to bring in... Everything he says is wrong. He implies that a trade deficit is inherently bad when it's not. I have a trade deficit with my local grocery store because I buy a bunch from them. They don't buy anything from me. He then says that we're going to bring in billions and billions of dollars off of these tariffs. But then if his goal is to reshore manufacturing and to build almost everything at home, we're going to have nothing to tax on the import side. So if nothing's being imported, we're not actually collecting any revenue, then we're not, we don't have a way to fund the government. If he also wants to remove the income tax and all the property tax or whatever the hell he said, he's floated 100 different things, but it's all contradictory. Donald Trump's first 100 days back in office, this says, have been marked by chaos, scandal, and abrupt reversals. But the president says he wouldn't have done anything differently. Really? It seems like he wouldn't have appointed Mike Walz. There are multiple reports that the Pentagon has been in such disarray that it's distracted Donald Trump. This says, during a News Nation town hall hosted by the network's Chris Cuomo, former news host Bill O'Reilly, and ESPN host Stephen A. Smith, an audience member named Lee asked Trump what his biggest mistake was. Trump says, there were no mistakes. I mean, dude, come on. Then critics said, what the hell is this? This dude's brain is mashed potatoes. You guys saw the clip of him ranting about Harvard and Harlem. Let's watch one more time.
Well, I say this. We had riots in Harlem, in Harlem, and frankly, if you look at what's gone on, and people from Harlem went up and they protested, Stephen, and they protested very strongly against Harvard. They happened to be on my side. You know, I got a very high black vote. You know that. Very, very high black vote. It was a very great compliment to me. I did criminal justice reform. I did opportunity zones for...
I saw Trump supporters on Twitter trying to like post-hoc rationalize this by saying Trump was pointing out the very, very subtle dynamic between black Americans being shunned by elite universities like Harvard and black Americans in Harlem are actually... It's like, no, Trump is literally just having a senile moment. And you know, it's 100 times worse than anything Biden ever did. Someone said this man's brain is cooked. Sarah Longwell said, what the hell is this? Our president's brain is mashed potatoes. But then at the end, he segues to Harvard after an aide obviously put a Harvard, not Harlem, note in front of him. He literally conflated Harvard with Harlem. Somehow Trump hallucinated that people in Harlem rioted to support his crack down on Harvard. That actually happened, I think. Took me twice to get mixed up Harvard with Harlem because it's that stupid. Ron Filipkowski said, I just learned that black people in Harlem completely agree with Trump's policy on Harvard, and they all love Trump. Stephen A. really kicking ass at this whole politics thing, too. It's true. Stephen A. Smith should have pushed back, but I'll leave it at that. If you enjoyed this video, if you appreciate what I do, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We are building one of the fastest growing resistances, not only on this channel, but across all channels. Whether you watch Midas Touch or anybody else in this space, we are holding the Trump admin accountable. They've been attacking the media, law firms, and institutions, but the one variable they did not take into account, they did not foresee, was us, the movement that we are building every single day, pulling millions of views, holding Trump accountable. So thank you. Let's continue to push it, and I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.